You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Elon Musk has said that he has found a new chief executive for Twitter, but did not name the person, while the Wall Street Journal reported that Comcast NBC Universal executive Linda Yaccarino was in talks for the job. Musk said in a tweet, "Excited to announce that I've hired a new CEO for X/Twitter. She will be starting in about 6 weeks." Musk said he will transition to the role of Chief Technology Officer of the social media platform within the next few weeks. Musk, who took over as CEO of Twitter when he completed his $44 billion purchase of the company in October, said in December that he would step aside as CEO once he found someone foolish enough to take the job. He said that he would then run Twitter's software and servers teams. The WSJ cited people familiar with the situation in saying that Yaccarino was in talks for the top spot. Moving on, finance leaders of the Group of Seven advanced economies will debate this week the idea of implementing targeted controls on investments to China, which analysts see as a double-edged sword that could make little headway. China is much on the minds of G7 finance leaders gathering in the Japanese city of Niigata, with current chair Japan leading fresh efforts to diversify supply chains and reduce their heavy reliance on Beijing. But the group is not on the same page in terms of how far it should go in countering China, as hurting trade with the world's second largest economy could deal a heavy blow to export-reliant countries such as Germany and Japan. The G7 nations can little afford further risks to their fragile economies, with Washington struggling to resolve a debt ceiling standoff that could tip the U.S. economy into recession. A scheduled meeting on Friday between U.S. President Joe Biden and top lawmakers was postponed until early next week as the two sides seek a compromise to avoid a catastrophic default. Now some news from the world of automobiles. Toyota Motor said on Friday the vehicle data of 2.15 million users in Japan, or almost the entire customer base who signed up for its main cloud service platform since 2012, had been publicly available for a decade due to human error. The incident, which also affected customers of its luxury brand Lexus, comes as the world's biggest automaker by sales makes a push into vehicle connectivity and cloud-based data management, which are seen as crucial to offering autonomous driving and other artificial intelligence-backed features. The issue, which began in November 2013 and lasted until mid-April, stemmed from human error, leading to a cloud system being set to public instead of private, a Toyota spokesperson said. It could encompass details such as vehicle locations and identification numbers of vehicle devices, but there were no reports of malicious use, the company said. Affected customers included those who signed up for the T-Connect service that provides a wide range of services, including AI voice-enabled driving assistance, auto-connection to call centers for vehicle management, and emergency support in such cases as a traffic accident or sudden illness. In other news, multi-speciality hospital chain Jupiter Lifeline Hospitals has filed preliminary papers with Capital's Markets Regulator SEBI to raise funds through an initial public offering. The IPO comprises fresh issue of equity shares worth 615 crore rupees and an offer of sale for 44.5 lakh equity shares by promoter group entities and other shareholders, according to the draft Red Herring Prospectus. Current promoters Ajay Thakur, Ankit Thakur and Western Medical Solutions LLP are not diluting their stake in the IPO. Proceeds of the fresh issue to the tune of rupees 464 crores will be utilized to retire debt. Besides, funds will be used for general corporate purposes. And finally, a key corporate update. Adani Group-owned Ambuja Cements Limited said on Friday it would expand its blended cement production capacity by 14 million metric tons as part of a previously announced plan to double capacity over 5 years. Ambuja placed orders to expand clinker capacity by 8 million tons at 2 units that would operate on green power or renewable energy and help increase production of blended green cement by 14 million tons, it said in a stock exchange filing. The projects are expected to be commissioned in 2 years and will be funded using internal accruals, it added. Ambuja, along with its subsidiary ACC Limited, has a capacity to produce 67.5 million tons with 14 cement manufacturing plants and 16 cement grinding units across India. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.